Dictation for Lisa. Kountz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, June 1166. Address as a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, evaluation for Mrs. Kountz with metabolic acidosis. She has congenital arthrogryposis, A-R-T-H-R-O-G-R-Y-P-O-S-I-S, with multiple procedures. History of left-sided hydronephrosis, 2014, requiring cystoscopy, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, with placement of left-sided ureteral stent. That was replaced every 3 months. By 2019, recurrent urinary tract infection, found it to have urinary retention, apparently 1 liter, Foley catheter place, eventually suprapubic catheter. She follows through University of Michigan. Catheter suprapubic change every month, ureteral stent every 3 months because of some side effects with anesthesia on minimal sedation. Few years back, there was concern for vesical fistula. Procedures couldn't be completed because of side effects, anesthesia, laryngeal spasm, but imaging multiple of them the last few years, a prior fluid collection of the left-sided vagina and bladder has completely resolved. Nuclear medicine scan shows more contribution of kidney function on the right, at least 2/3 comparing to the left. The low bicarbonate appears to be a relatively new problem within the last couple of years. He has no change of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies bowel problems or bleeding. He wears compressing stockings, caregiver helps. There has been prior right-sided ischial, decubiti, osteomyelitis, debridement done, completed antibiotics. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, does not use any oxygen. Next paragraph, surgeries including C-section, her only son, 1 month premature, multiple surgeries related to her joint muscle extremity deformity, including repair right-sided club foot, scoliosis surgery, lengthening of both Achilles tendons, and multiple other procedures. The cystoscopy, suprapubic catheter, exchange of the catheters as indicated above. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfapiperacillin, P-I-P-E-R-A, piperacillin, tramadol, vancomycin. Next paragraph, present medications, Prilosec, a number of supplements, no anti-inflammatory agents, prior low potassium pills, but that was discontinued. Next paragraph, never smoke. Very rare alcohol. Next paragraph. She has a younger sister without the joint upper lower extremity deformity. Parents were not affected. She mentioned many years back genetic testing apparently negative, no details available. Her father on a prior marriage did have also three normal kids. She is married with a gentleman with the same medical condition. Both of them have a son, which is normal development. Next paragraph, on physical exam, she comes in an electrical wheelchair. Very pleasant, alert, oriented in 3, good historian, very no respiratory distress, weight 115, typical deformities, upper lower extremities from her condition, normal speech, mucosal eye movement, restricted range of motion of the neck area, no local iral wheezes, no arrhythmia, no carotid bruise, no abdominal distension. I don't see major edema. She does use a SIPA machine for the last 13 years. She also mentioned minor degree of gestational diabetes when she was pregnant, but no diabetes. She denies any history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no heart problems, no seizures, no strokes, no liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries available are from May. Mild degree of anemia, 12.6. Normal white blood cell platelets. Sodium, low side 135, normal potassium, low bicarbonate 17. Normal calcium, normal albumin, normal liver function test, glucose upper normal, creatinine 0.3, normal TSH. Normal vitamin D above 30. Normal iron saturation. Ferritin. Sedimentation rate. You have done testing for celiac disease, probably because of the perineal skin abnormalities. In 2024, again, normal kidney function. Bicarbonate close to 19 to 20. Abnormal urine analysis as expected for the suprapubic catheter. Next paragraph, I want to mention a nuclear medicine scan, September 2022. right-sided contributing 62%, left-sided 38%. The left kidney with dilatation without obstruction. Back in 2023, normal bicarbonate. The last CT scan available in 2022 through EPIC. The left-sided ureteral stent. The right-sided ischium osteomyelitis and the cubiti. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. There is mild degree of metabolic acidosis. She denies any gastrointestinal losses. She has preserved kidney function. Low levels of BUN creatinine that goes with her congenital condition and poor muscle mass, but kidney function is normal, no other electrolyte abnormalities, the prior urinary retention and left-sided hydronephrosis as indicated above, which are well controlled with suprapubic catheter and ureteral stent, which are changed periodically at University of Michigan. Presently, no recurrence of urinary tract infection. Blood pressure is in the upper side, but this is the first visit. Given her already diagnosis of osteoporosis, postmenopausal, limited physical activity, mobility, muscle mass, I'm going to start bicarbonate replacement, which is over the counter, 650 twice a day, potentially three times a day. I don't see a need for further invasive intervention, management of her other conditions, we'll see her on the next 6 months, all issues discussed at length, end of dictation.